Angie's List is now Angie, and we've heard a lot of theories about why.
I thought it was an eco move. Fewer words, less paper.
No, it was so you could say it faster.
No, it's to be more iconic.
Must be a tech thing.
But those aren't quite right. It's because now you can compare upfront prices, book a service instantly, and even get your project handled from start to finish.
Sounds easy.
It is, and it makes us so much more than just a list. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I. Or download the app today.
You can host the best backyard barbecue when you find a professional on Angie to make your backyard the best around. Connect with skilled professionals to get all your home projects done well. Inside to outside, repairs to renovations. Get started on the Angie app or visit Angie.com today. You can do this when you Angie that.
Angie has made it easier than ever to connect with skilled professionals to get all your jobs projects done well.
I absolutely love this because, you know, if you own a home, it can be really hard to maintain. It's hard to find people that can help you for a big project or a small. Well, whether it's in everyday maintenance and repairs or making dream projects a reality, it can be hard just to know where to start. But now all you need to do is Angie that and find a skilled local pro who will deliver the quality and expertise you need. Angie has over 20 years of home service experience, and they've combined it with new tools to simplify the whole process. Bring them your project online or with the Angie app, answer a few questions, and Angie can handle the rest from start to finish. Or help you compare quotes from multiple pros and connect instantly, which means you can take care of just about any home project in just a few taps, because when it comes to getting the most out of your home, you can do this when you Angie that. Download the free Angie mobile app today or visit Angie.com. That's Angie.com.
Welcome to the Think Loud Crew podcast. We are three moms getting real with parenthood, relationships, and the WTF moments of our daily lives. My name is R. Kyle Lynn.
Did you forget your name? Because you were trying to...
I was having too much fun mocking Kyle that I forgot my name.
Kristen, will you introduce yourself?
Damn.
Yeah.
My name is Cheyenne.
Mm-hmm. And...
Damn. My name is Shannon.
Right. Someone's and a little saucy today.
I felt like
I got in trouble in school.
Cheyenne's trying to get her TikTok game on, y'all. So she is trying to TikTok moments.
I'm ticking a talk right now.
Oh my God. Do people say that?
I don't think so.
I'm ticking a talk right now.
I'm TikToking. This is how we do our podcast.
I'm ticking a talk again.
No.
I'm ticking and talking.
Leave me alone, Kyle. Kyle, leave me alone.
Leave me alone!
Bro! She's so annoying. Just let me do my thing.
She's... I'm if not you're not watching anything. Us, you guys, Cheyenne's over here filming herself.
Yeah,
looking
she's
real
the annoying
cute.
One.
Anyways, you guys, we're going to talk about Mother's Day. I hope everyone had a beautiful Mother's Day.
Happy Mother's Day. Happy Mom Appreciation Day.
Yes, all
it's over.
Oh, my gosh. Happy Honorary Mom Day.
I'm a little scared.
I had coffee and nothing else today, so I'm just in a weird mood.
That was
she's
terrible.
On it. Pap.
She said it's over. That's how it feels, though. Like, we get one day, and then it's like, okay,
back to reality.
Back to life.
I don't even feel like I had a Mother's Day.
Okay, so what was your Mother's Day request?
What did you do?
I feel like, I don't know. I don't know what
did
I wanted to do.
Did you have a wish list in your head?
Not in my head. I think I just probably wanted to, like... I know I snapped at the end of Mother's Day, though, because we got off the boat. I went to Catalina, you guys, but we got off the boat and at least I wanted like a good ass dinner or something like that. So like we get off the boat. Parker was hungry. We were all hungry. Like, and I was just in my head, like I wanted like good clam chowder or like
so good
or like just something like a good meal after being on a bumpy ass ride. freaking, my mom goes to Parker, you want a corn dog? And I'm like,
no.
And I know. No, and I'm like, all like irritated. I'm like, no, he doesn't want a corn dog. Why would you ask?
Parker's like, hell yeah, I want a corn dog.
So then, like, we're walking past because I'm over here pissed off at the world. I'm like, no, he doesn't want a freaking corn dog. I don't want that for Mother's Day. Freaking, I had, then, but mom,
I want a corn dog.
I want a corn dog. So I had freaking, what did I have for Mother's
Where'd you guys
dinner?
Get corn dogs?
At the pier, at the
like hot dog on a stick corn dog.
No, that sounds hot, so good. I
not
can't
hot dog
lie.
On a stick corn dog. Say, it was like on the pier at Newport Beach.
So if it was hot dog on a stick, I might have been okay.
No, but not if you have something in your head. Like
not for Mother's
chowder.
Day, but right. for like in
so
the moment.
I had freaking
get a hot dog,
chili cheese fries.
I'm sorry. Oh.
And fried Oreos.
Wow.
For Mother's Day dinner.
Well, besides the food, was the day good?
Like, yeah, it was nice. It was nice to go to Catalina Island. I haven't been there since I was a kid, so that was fun. Me, the whole family went, and Parker was happy. My mom, I think my mom was really happy that we all went for her. And
was it like a day thing?
It was
like
a day thing. We got there early in the morning. We took the
so your siblings went?
Just Steven, yeah. Really? Yeah, he went. Parker, my grandmother, they picked her up, and we all went.
Oh, that actually sounds nice.
Yeah, and then we took the little golf cart around the island, which was nice, and took pictures, and we had breakfast. So it was a nice time.
I think she's convincing herself that it was a nice time. She looked at me like, it was a nice time. Nods her head a million times like, yeah, wasn't it?
It was nice.
Did you guys like walk around? Did you eat on the island?
You know, I think
she told you she had fried Oreos and chili cheese fries.
That was back when they got to Newport.
We had breakfast. It was just like a pancake breakfast.
I wonder, because like, I used to go to Catalina when I was a kid, yeah. But I'm like, as an adult,
what do you do?
What is there to
do? I don't
know.
I think there wasn't a lot to do. I mean, since you have your kid, I mean, yeah. It was nice. There's just not a lot to do. I mean, there's bars and cute restaurants.
Mm-hmm. Got it. I think of Catalina.
Would you go back like without Parker?
Night snorkeling.
Maybe, or even with Parker and maybe stay a couple nights so it's not like a rushed thing.
Yeah.
Got it. So you're not like.
Do we need to plan a Catalina trip?
I think that would be fun. They had some really cute. I was eyeballing at hotels. I'm like, ooh, that's nice. That's cute. Okay.
Yeah.
So
like
yeah,
that.
It would. I think if it was another, if we had like another day, maybe it would have been like less like hectic than like got everyone it. Like fussing at each other. Like, what are we going to do? So, yeah.
Go this way, I go that
but
way.
it was nice. It was nice to have everyone.
Well, actually sounds nice.
I think it was
what'd
nice.
You guys
yeah,
do?
What'd you do, Cheyenne?
So Zach asked me what I wanted to do for Mother's Day, and I told him I did not want to change any diapers. I did not want to hear mom, 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 mom. I was literally like, I just want a day to myself.
Yeah.
And Ryder was with her dad, so she sent me a very nice message. She gave me her Mother's Day gift before she left. Which was like a homemade card, and then she made me some like organic body scrub.
Okay, oh, girl. Okay.
Yeah, it was a very sophisticated gift.
Did you use it?
Yeah. I was a little scared, but yeah. I'm like, is the bitch gonna break out? But so she was with her dad, so I got a nice message that morning from them. And then Terry, Zach's dad, and Carrie's mom had already asked us like the week before if they could have Ace to take him to a barbecue. So,
oh, nice.
Yeah. So we had Ace that morning, which was, you know, fun. Zach was very like, I can do it. I'll do this. I'll do that. Like, that's trying sweet. Not to have mm-hmm. you do anything.
I got the door tore.
And then, yes. And Terry and Carrie came and picked up Ace around like 12-ish, maybe. Then we packed ourselves up and we went to my mom's house for a second because they had made brunch. So then I sent my mom, Nana, and Kyle flowers there. So I handled my Mother's Day duties. And then we went over there for brunch, had like a little mimosa. Zach told me to pack an overnight bag. So
spicy, no kids.
Yeah. I kept trying to get it out of him. And he's like, you don't let anybody do anything for you. Like, you don't know how to just shut up and not ask questions and try to figure things out. Did he tell
you
to
shut up and put you in your place?
Right. Did you shut up, girl? Get on the bed.
Okay. You two are horny. Anyway.
Yeah.
Anyway. I'm like looking around. Anyway. So when we got to my mom's house,
she shut up and did nothing.
Oh, no. The best part was, I forgot the best part of how my day started. I woke up to an edible.
Exactly.
Yes, I woke up and Zach was like, here's an edible. And y'all, if you know me, you know I cannot do edibles because I'm...
She turns into Wednesday,
I'm
Adams.
Like my skin gets pale, like my body starts doing weird things and my brain starts going a million places. So I don't do edibles when I have the kids because clearly I can't function. I know my limits.
Smart
so
mom.
I didn't have the kids this day and Zach like, was like... Here. He was like, here, eat this. Now
he said, shut up and take this.
Let's say the edible is like the size of a piece of gum, like a regular size old school gum. Now imagine taking the smallest bite out of a corner. Okay. And then imagine
gum, but then imagine Chick-fil-A.
Yeah. Like take the smallest bite and that's me. And I am high as 10 kites. Like I'm just not meant to do edibles.
I don't know how,
but they still make me really relaxed and really giddy. Like it's a good high. It's not like a, oh my God, I'm scared high, except this one time. But that's not the point of my story. The point is I was very high. And on it Mother's was Day? On Mother's Day, yes. And he that kept like handing me the same edible back. I like and that. I would just take little bites and I was just so happy. He had poured mimosas in bed. It was just such a good day. So after my mom's, we went to this hotel called La Park, which is like, are they like residents? Like, I feel like it's like.
I don't know, but I love the La Park. We've been going to La Park for like the last 10 years. It's like the in a residential area. They've redone it. I'm so mad that we're mentioning it because I don't want people to start going there and then I can't get a room when I want.
They're really nice rooms. They're really nice they're
big,
size.
They're big suites.
And they have kitchens.
Yeah. It's the kitchen. There's like a whole living room. There's a fireplace. It's in like a
residential area.
It's in West Hollywood. There's a fireplace and then like the bedroom is like off in its own separate.
And then there's a living room space. And there's now a they pool have a closet. Rooftop pool. Now they have room service.
Oh, yeah, now they have a rooftop pool. Yeah. They didn't have a pool before.
And they have a restaurant in it now.
I want to go.
Free wine between 5 and 6.
Yeah, like we love this place. So I was very excited to find out we were going there. And then he told me to bring a dinner outfit. So we went to one of my favorite restaurants.
Spicy.
Katana.
What'd you guys eat?
Everything.
What did Zach eat?
Oh my God. So, okay. So we went to Katana's and we, Kyle, you're so annoying. We always get the same thing every time. Like, but I realized this time on Katana's menus, they have a chef menu, like where the chef picks.
Oh, cool.
Yes, they do.
I never knew that. So they had like one that was like $80 and then one that was $120. I didn't know that they have that. It's a very small writing. So we got excited off of that and we tried their like
their chef's picks.
Their chef picks.
So most like fine dining, like most like upper tier restaurants, they'll have like a chef's menu or like a chef special where it could be like 3 or 4 courses. It could be more, but they, you know, it might not be traditional things on the menu.
I just didn't know like Katana's did that.
Yeah.
And it was about 3 courses.
What'd y'all get?
That was so different.
To be honest, I don't remember.
She's like 3 edibles in, mimosas, drinks.
I don't know. I did a Mother's Day reel, so just go watch my reel because I taped the food.
Okay, so I remember seeing you guys got the whole fish.
Yeah, okay, we did sushi.
Y'all, Cheyenne loves their yellowtail.
So I ordered the yellowtail on top of the chef's picks.
Got it.
And we ordered the fish on top of the chef's picks.
Got it.
And some other stuff. We probably should have just ordered what we wanted because we still ordered what we wanted on top of the chef's picks.
Was it just the two of you guys? Or?
It was us and then Frankie and DJ joined us.
Oh, nice.
And then after that, we went and got some wine and went back to the hotel and just talked and hung out and then everybody went their separate ways, but it was a really good day night situation and I was very happy with it.
Good.
Now the next day I made a reel about my Mother's Day.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
And I thought I had a great Mother's Day. I did everything I wanted. I went to my favorite places. I had my favorite food.
What happened? I'm so...
The amount of like negative comments really? I got and people arguing under my post was like ridiculous. All about these people were like, how can you do Mother's Day without your kids?
But that's true. And I was sitting there like, wait, that's a thing? I feel like most mothers...
Want a break.
So many moms will post like, I want to like send their husband like, I want to be without my kids for the day.
Bro.
Like, that's the whole point. Like, and I think partly
I'm with my kids every day. Can I have one day to breathe? I'm going to show you.
I just want to read some of the comments that were like very aggressive. I mean,
I love that I was with Parker for Mother's Day, but I for sure got that. Mom, yeah. And you don't want to hear that on Mother's Day.
I have my kids all every damn day. I just wanted one day to myself, and I didn't know that it would be.
And mind you, you guys,
so bad. Like, people are leaving books.
Oh, these are really long comments. Oh,
yes, people were very upset, and then other people were very upset that people were upset, and it turned into this huge thing.
I like how somebody said she definitely having a baby, y'all.
I'm trying to find the argument one.
That's so interesting. Because you mainly hear on Mother's Day, mother's requests are always, you know, I want a day without my kids.
So then I have a lot of comments where people like telling other people to like fuck off. But the people who were upset, I hope they didn't delete them, because there was one thread and it was like 30 comments under people arguing if I was right or wrong to do this.
Wow, you guys.
It's so interesting how people love to interject their unwanted opinions on your life.
And I wonder if it was people that...
This is adorable. However, I can't help but notice that either of your children aren't in this recap. Mother's Day isn't a date night with your hubby. It's spending time and cherishing those who made you a mama.
Yeah, yo man.
I'm with my kids all the time. Right. So
this is a day
I felt
to,
like it was a good day to myself.
It's a day to be loved on by whoever. Like, your kids can love on you.
Right. This was one of my favorite comments. Someone said, where are her kids? ? They're with her 364 days a year. She deserves the one day to herself. Y'all are weird. I'm a mom every day. Why would I want to spend my one day with my kids? This is my day. Go play with your stepdaddy and let me nap. I read that and died.
That's real.
I'm confused.
Someone said Mother's Day is a day to spend with your children, not away from them. Where are they?
So if Mother's Day, the day to spend with your children, like...
It's Mother's Day.
I'm confused.
It's what the mother wants.
It's not family day.
No, I commented that back to somebody who like wrote me this long thing about like how I'm so wrong for this. And I said, first off, who wrote the rule book? As to what you're supposed to do on Mother's Day.
And unless there's some 24-hour spa that is kid-friendly, like...
That part right there.
What are you talking about?
Because most part, the husband, the boyfriend, whoever is taking the kids, go to the spa.
Go do something
for yourself. Right. We don't do stuff for ourselves most of the time.
But either way, if I wanted to spend Mother's Day with my kids or without my kids, or if you did, I would never be like, Shannon, you're so wrong that you spent Mother's Day without Parker. He made you a mom.
Right.
Like, what?
Or you're so wrong that you spent your like
how dare you choose yourself literally the one day out of the year.
And then people want to be mad when you're upset
or stressed.
One
day.
And I had such a great day. I was on such a high. I had so much fun making the reel and the recap because I was like, oh, this was so much fun. Mind you guys.
And it was chill. You guys did a very chill day.
I was high
the day before. So I'm like, I'm watching our recap like, oh, we had hella fun. Like, and I was so juiced to post it. And then I had all these people and it turned into an argument. And I'm like,
that's so weird.
How did it come to this?
I don't like that, because then people want to be hard on moms and be like, well, why don't you go do something for yourself? But when we do something for ourselves, then we're wrong.
Where are your children?
Where are your kids?
I had a lot of people like be like, I'm from the UK. Do you guys this is the weirdest Mother's Day I've ever seen. Like, where are the kids? And I was literally like, okay, I don't care if you're from the UK, the US, fucking Mars, but
this is how you're going to spend your day.
This this is how I chose to spend my day. Why is this an argument?
Yeah. You know, I feel like...
But that's mom shaming.
That is definitely mom shaming.
And then I have mom guilt because I'm like I, damn, probably. Right. I'm like, damn, was I supposed to be with my kids?
So like, damn. No. I like your Mother's Day.
I thought it was great. I was happy to see you guys just interacting and being with yourselves and not have the kids because you need that.
You deserve it.
You definitely need that. And that's not just Mother's Day or not. That's just parents, period. Yes. Like
that's parents. And I feel like that's if you're in a relationship. Like,
yes.
90% of the time, damn near 100% of the time, our energy goes to our kids and not to each other. And by the end of the night, we have probably a dog and at least one of the kids in between us. And we're like, all right, see you in the morning.
And that relationship needs to be catered to as well. And yes, it needs to be healthy. Because if you guys aren't healthy, then the kids are going to get that energy.
Yeah, so, that stale energy will transfer.
So I think it's good that you guys had another second, like a date night. Yeah. You guys deserve that.
I thought so too, but I was very taken back with like the negativity that we got from it. But
you guys
that
is nice mom.
Gosh, it's like the way the internet is set up nowadays. So it's not even the way internet, the way people are. It's just like you're not allowed to have a happy moment.
No, because in the video we were clearly
happy.
I leaked or something. I'm like, we were clearly very happy. So I guess that just didn't, people were upset with that.
They don't
want to
see you happy.
Yeah.
They want to see you
that's something
happy.
I will never understand.
People are like, it wasn't Valentine's Day, it was Mother's Day. I'm like, hey, well, I wanted to be pampered like it was Valentine's Day. So what is the problem?
You can host the best backyard barbecue. When you find a professional on Angie to make your backyard the best around. Connect with skilled professionals to get all your home projects done well. Inside to outside, repairs to renovations. Get started on the Angie app or visit Angie.com today. You can do this when you Angie that.
Angie's List is now Angie, and we've heard a lot of theories about why.
I thought it was an eco move. Fewer words, less paper.
No, it was so you could say it faster.
No, it's to be more iconic.
Must be a tech thing.
But those aren't quite right. It's because now you can compare upfront prices, book a service instantly, and even get your project handled from start to finish.
Sounds easy.
It is, and it makes us so much more than just a list. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I. Or download the app today.
But whatever. Kyle, what did you do?
That morning, I started off, I looked over at one child, I looked over at the other child and said, oh, kids, I'm a mom. That was how I started my day, literally.
I'm done.
Like, he said, whoa.
Messier came in town, which was really nice. This is the first time we've actually ever spent Mother's Day together. That's what Cheyenne has to say.
Sorry, I really did have to burp. It was just bad timing. I'm going to say that again. I didn't mean to put it there.
You know what? I woke up that morning and I was like, oh, damn, there's two kids here. I pushed these little homies out. Like, go me.
Whoa.
Yeah, literally, whoa. There were flowers delivered to the house, which was very nice. I was like, oh, my God. Thank you, Cheyenne and Zachary.
Oh,
no. I thought you had flowers from Maze. Weren't you thinking the same thing?
I was like, wow, we got you flowers?
No.
Okay. Well, you're welcome. It was the way you set it up. You set it up wrong.
Oh, it was the way. I'm just saying my.
All right, keep going
on my day way. Mom tried to fight with me over her bouquet of flowers versus mine. The notes were clearly different. Nana had Nana's name on it. Mom was like, you know, very like, thank you for all the, you know. And then there was one that was like, thank you, we're so proud of you. And I was like, Mom, that one is mine.
Wait,
like,
they didn't have your names on them?
No.
Oh, they didn't write the full note then.
Oh.
Aww.
Well, either way, I was like, Mom, they're proud of me. Like,
they're not proud of you.
They're more proud of you, but like in this moment, they are proud of me. Like, these ones are mine. Yeah,
definitely yours.
Yes. And I was like, and just look at them. Look at the colors, the style.
Look at them.
Like,
they're mine.
This is my personality. That one right there is yours. So we had that little hash and it was great. Then we were making breakfast. We were cooking. Boz was really happy because, you know, we were making fried chicken. That's his meal right now. So we did like fried chicken. I made some crab cakes, eggs, biscuits. Steak. Oh yeah, we had some bone-in ribeyes, grits, and Nana made some applesauce. So we had like really, the three of us were really nice. Just talking about mom stuff and celebrating each other. I really enjoyed having that like multi-generational mommy love and just sharing stories and wisdom. And then I went to go get Messier from the airport with the boys. They were very happy. Aww. That was like a happy moment. And he was like, oh, happy Mother's Day, Mama. You know, that's me. we went to go grab his rental car, went back to the house, ate some food. Then Cheyenne and Zach came over. As soon as we got back to the house from when I was like, okay, cool, Messier's here now. I'm checking out.
Yeah.
So Cheyenne had one edible. I like ate two edibles and started drinking mimosas right away.
She's like, let's go.
This is my time to shine. Zaire now drinks a bottle. I was like, he's eating food.
You were
like,
ready. She was ready.
She said, I was ready.
Do we ever figure out if she ready is a thing?
No.
I feel like somebody says that. I'm like, I need somebody to tell me who.
I feel like it would be like T-Pain or something.
Oh, I need to Google it. She ready.
Okay, so what did you guys?
Tiffany Haddish, she ready from the hood to Hollywood.
It was more from like
from motherhood to the streets, but not the streets. That was me.
Yes. You went to the streets?
No, I did not go to the streets, but I went from momhood to like, I'm free. Let's go play.
To the streets.
But not really the streets. What did we do? So yeah, we went to the park also. I don't want to say also.
That's our spot.
We had plans to go to the park, and then Zach was like, oh, what are you guys doing? I was like, oh, Mazzy, I say you got a room at the park. And Zach was like, oh, I'm going to get a room at the park too.
So Zach had two room reservations. He asked me which one I wanted to go to.
Well, look it.
Just letting you know.
Where was the other one? Where was the other one at?
It was like 6 minutes away from the park, but it was a new hotel. He was asking, should we try something new?
Oh, yeah, should we try a new one?
No, because they didn't have room service.
Okay. Anyways, the park got room service. So we went to the park. It was really funny. So when we
just you two
and the kids, I'm like, you know, daddy daycare is here. We pulled up, there was a like a pool party that was going on at the park, and I was like, oh my god, I love this hotel. And like a few weeks ago, he's like, what do you want to do? I was like, I just want to go to the park. I want to chill, I want to do like spa services, but like I just want to be still, like I wanted to sleep. We talked about going to dinner, but then I was like indecisive, and I knew I wanted to not necessarily have to like get up, go out and do things. I really wanted to just like lay in bed. So we get there. There was a pool party going on, and we're close to West Hollywood. And let's just say the scene was not really our typical scene. So we pulled up and there were like men in like midriffs and like crop tops and like little shorts, and Mezhe is like, bro, where are we?
West Hollywood.
Where are we? And I'm like, I don't know what's going on, but like just trust me, when we get upstairs, like the rooms are worth it. Like they're nice. It's I love the park. So we finally get in. He was like, okay, this is cool. So we chill, we play with the boys. We ate. Know what I really wanted to do for Mother's Day? I just wanted to do like my idea of like what a normal family day would be like with the four of us. So I like brought books to read so we can do like nighttime routine. I brought toys to play with, like, you know, for Zaire and Mezier to play with, just so they have those little bonding moments. Like those, I just really honestly wanted to watch him
be with the kids.
Yeah, and that's what made me really happy. Cheyenne and Zach, they invited us to go to dinner. Like, I had dinner clothes with me. Like, that option was there. But then I was like,
Titties about to be tittying? Damn, Shannon.
They were tittying in Vegas.
They were not tittying, but my legs were out. It was a dress with some heels.
Oh, I wish I would have seen that.
Me too. Cheyenne's got the phone back out for TikTok. But it was really nice. It took me like 3 hours to decide what I wanted to eat. I was so damn indecisive. And Messier was like, bro,
Zach would have broke up with me.
Wait, you said 3 hours?
Yes.
It probably took me like 3 hours. Girl. Messier was like, are you okay?
Like me.
Oh, I went through all these things, like literally all these different menus. You know what it was? I would find things that I would like, but maybe they didn't have something Messier would like. And then I would find things where I know he liked something, but I didn't see what I wanted. So I was like trying to like be fair and accommodate both of them. He's like, bro, it's your day. You get what you want.
Yeah.
And then by the end of it, I was like, fuck it. I'm going to get Ethiopian food. He was like, we were just talking about Branzino and Seoul, like Dover Seoul. And you going to come back with this? And I'm like, this is what I want. So we got that. We had some drinks.
Proud of you.
I had more edibles. And it was just a really chill, peaceful night. Like, I was really happy to just
chill.
Chill.
How has it been with him being in town this time?
It's been nice. Like, we're chilling. We're good. We're on good terms.
I love that for you guys.
That's good.
I would say every day is a new day.
Yeah. Day by day, living in the moment.
Yeah. But it's, I'm proud of myself because I had to release certain ideas or feelings.
Yeah.
So it's like now it's easier to just be and like be present.
What does that mean?
He's outside. The door is open. I think one thing I just, and this is outside of me and him, this is just in life in general. I sometimes get so focused on like working towards the future or like, oh, let me correct or heal the past. But then I miss that whole just be present moment.
Yeah.
And when I'm not present, it's like, yeah, you're being pulled in two different directions that don't necessarily apply. And you can't even process what you are experiencing in that moment. So now I'm just trying to be more present and just be. Mm-hmm. Not necessarily bank on things that aren't happening or that haven't happened or could possibly happen or harping over like things that happened in the past. So that's really helped me in like, I would say just in life in general, but I get to apply it to this situation.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's cool.
Being present is really hard. I feel like that's something I've been trying to work on life in general. Because I feel like sometimes like I get anxious and I feel like I'm not where I need to be and I'm, in my head, I need to be somewhere where I'm not. And I just can't, when I'm in the moment, I just lose everything. So I think being present is a really great tool to have and to work towards.
It is. It's it is a daily practice. It's like mindfulness, stillfulness. Like
You have to be grounded.
And it's like a conscious decision to
be there.
To be present. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So I was just enjoying that.
I respect
that. It was kind of, when we first left the house, it was funny because I'm like, you know, two edibles in, probably had a whole bottle of champagne to myself at that point. Oh, yeah, we went and got more champagne.
To bring it to the room?
To the house. We took it to the house.
Oh.
Drank it before we went to the hotel. But I packed a bag and then the edible kicked in. And then I was like, I need to repack the bag.
I need to repack the bag. Girl.
And I just had a load of clothes come out of the dryer. And I was like, these warm clothes feel great. So I was like, I went and repacked our bag. Me and the boys. I don't know why. And I was like, ooh, I want to bring these warm clothes. Don't know why, y'all. I was
edibles by the time in. You would have put them on, they would have been cold.
Exactly. It was the edible talking. So then we finally get in the car and we're driving, you know, down the street. We get a few blocks away and then I was like, oh, hold on, Messier. Did we get my bags? And he's like,
you need some water?
No, I had like, you know what it was? It was the first time I had been like that. High in a long time. And
I missed out on being high on Mother's Day.
I was not like, I didn't have to be that sense of control or knowing everything that was going on in that moment. I was just trying to like, I'm gonna relax and just relax and enjoy this. then he had to pull over. I had to go check the car.
Maybe you shouldn't have gotten that.
Right.
Bags were there.
Well, you guys sound like you had a really good Mother's Day.
We did have a nice day. We had a good time.
I feel like I complain about my Mother's Day.
Okay. That's all right.
But I mean, yeah, I feel like I said, I feel like my Mother's Day was more for my mom's enjoyment.
Yeah. Oh, I'm going to the spa tomorrow.
Nice.
Yeah, he got me spa treatments.
What kind of treatment are you going to get?
I'm getting a massage. I'm getting a body scrub.
Which spa are you going to?
Right, that's what this is called. It's called Detox Spa. It's, I think it's in Los Feliz. I've actually never been there.
Nice.
Where is Los Feliz?
Not Los Feliz is near, like, Echo Park.
Where is Echo Park?
Yeah, isn't it out towards like Silver Lake? Echo Park. Yeah.
This all sounds far as fuck to me.
From the girl who doesn't drive anywhere, I mean, it's like a 20-minute drive
everywhere.
I know you do drive.
It's like towards like where the towards the Dodger. We're like near like Dodger Stadium.
No way,
that area.
Okay.
Cheyenne's like, sure.
I'm like, isn't that like towards downtown though?
Kind of, but it's like in the middle. So it's like Glendale. No, it's
I was going to say.
I said Glendale.
It's not near Glendale.
All right, no, whatever. You get it to is go to near the Glendale.
It's like between Glendale and Hollywood, Los Feliz.
Oh, see, that's what I was thinking,
it's
bitches.
In the middle.
The Angie's List you know and trust is now Angie, and we're so much more than just a list. We still connect you with top local pros and show you ratings and reviews, but now we also let you compare upfront prices on hundreds of projects and book a service instantly. We can even handle the rest of your project from start to finish. So remember, Angie's List is now Angie, and we're here to get your job done right. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I, or download the app today.
Angie has made it easier than ever to connect with skilled professionals to get all your jobs projects done well. I absolutely love this because, you know, if you own a home, it can be really hard to maintain. It's hard to find people that can help you for a big project or a small. Well, whether it's in everyday maintenance and repairs or making dream projects a reality, it can be hard just to know where to start. But now all you need to do is Angie that. And find a skilled local pro who will deliver the quality and expertise you need. Angie has over 20 years of home service experience, and they've combined it with new tools to simplify the whole process. Bring them your project online or with the Angie app, answer a few questions, and Angie can handle the rest from start to finish. Or help you compare quotes from multiple pros and connect instantly, which means you can take care of just about any home project in just a few taps, because when it comes to getting the most out of your home, you can do this when you Angie that. Download the free Angie mobile app today or visit Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I.com.
Ever think those fables and fairy tales from back in the day are just a little bit dusty? Wondery and Tinkercast are bringing you a new kids and family podcast, Once Upon a Beat. Join host DJ Fuch and his trusty turntable, Baby Scratch, as they deliver remixes of fables and folk tales, rhythm and rhymes, and fun spins on classics as old as time. Grab the whole family and get ready to groove, because they're putting the rap in Rapunzel and getting down with that funky duckling. Where hip-hop and fables meet, it's Once Upon a Beat. Follow Once Upon a Beat on the Wondery app or wherever you get your podcasts. You can listen to all episodes of Once Upon a Beat early and ad-free right now by joining Wondery Plus in the Wondery app or Wondery Kids Plus in Apple Podcast.
Yeah, so it was a nice day. The next day was really cool. And that was the other thing. I had to pack because Boz had school the next morning. Mm-hmm. So it was nice because the next morning got everything ready for Boz. Mezier took Boz to school, and then he came back.
From the hotel.
We got a late checkout, so we were able to just, like, chill for a minute and just, nice. Just chill. So it was nice.
Sounds like a nice Mother's Day.
Yeah, I was happy.
Ryder got dropped off at the hotel the next morning.
Woo!
Yeah. I was like, wait, she's not going to school.
Why didn't she go to school?
Why didn't she go to school?
She had a stomach ache, and he said that she kind of threw up a little bit.
Aww.
So she got dropped off, and I'm thinking, okay, Ryder doesn't feel well. We're just going to be able to relax. That girl was like, I feel great, Mom.
See,
I feel good. I feel better. Let's do this. Let's do this. I want to do this activity. I want to open something. I'm like, girl.
I came over here yesterday, Shannon. She literally pulled out like a whole ceramics kit and was like, but you said you would do something with me.
See, I can't. Parker tried to pull that yesterday too. He was like, Mom, I feel like I'm going to throw up. I don't feel good. And I said, okay, Papa, well, you know, we just got off like a long, we were on a boat all day. It was cold. So let's just chill. And then he started to be like, open the cabinets. I'm like, all right, we'll go to school late today. Get dressed.
Yeah.
I'm like, no, sir.
Yesterday.
And it was a lot. I was like, boy, don't start crying because you're going to school and you're not going to miss out tomorrow today.
Yeah.
So it please, was a lot. Because I'm not about to.
Mm-mm. She tried to pull it again this morning. I woke her up and I was like, all right, let's get ready for school. And she's like, can I just stay home? I'm like, do you not feel good? She's like, no, I feel fine. I'm like, well, then get your ass up. What are we doing? You mean you feel fine?
Like, can I just harass
you? She's like,
you?
I just want to stay home today. I'm like, no, Ryan, no. We're going to school. Like, she missed a lot of, not a lot of school, but she like missed a week of school when we went to Hawaii. And then before that was her dad's. Not her dad, was Mila's birthday, so she missed school for that. Yeah. So I'm like, no, you are going to school.
Going to school.
Like, unless you really don't feel well, you're going to school.
I
told Parker, I said, Mommy pays way too much money for you to keep missing school like this, sir.
Yeah.
I said, I understand. I was like, I was trying to understand too. I was like, is there something going on? Do you not feel comfortable? Because then there goes my brain. I'm like, you know, like, why
what
are
what is
you,
happening at school?
Yeah. Why are you saying, acting like this? Yeah. Why are you saying you don't feel good? Why are you, you know, why don't you want to go? He's like, no, I'm fine. So still in my head, at the end of the day, I still emailed his teachers, is everything okay at school? Because I need to know.
Like that.
I'm like, I need to know because I can fix it at home. Like on the car ride to school, I was like, we're confident. You are amazing, Parker. Even today, I'm like, you got this, Park. Cause it bugged me. Cause I'm like, you can't.
Does he have like a buddy at school? Or like this is his go-to.
He does have a go-to friend. He's very all of like the school reports are. He's very active in class, asking a lot of questions, very attentive in class. So I get confused. I'm like, are you okay? Like, what's going on? But yesterday he did tell me because I was telling him from my experiences. I was telling him, well, Mommy had a really hard time, you know, with. You know, reading and writing in school. I was diagnosed with what is it called? Dyslexia. So I had a hard time in school. And so I was telling her, I was like, well, Mommy had a hard time. Is this something that maybe how you feel? Like, do you need help? Do you need something? He's like, no. He's like, sometimes when I raise my hand, the teacher doesn't always hear me. And Parker is very soft-spoken at times. So he's not very like aggressive when he needs something. So he did mention to me, he's like, well, sometimes when I raise my hand, I'm not always answered on right away and the other kids are. So I emailed those teachers. I said, well, Parker's in. I don't know if this is true, but
why aren't you calling on my kid?
Right. But
like, ma'am, there are other children here.
That's interesting because I'm like, Parker, we can't be sick every day, sir.
You can't
miss me every day. He's like, Mom, but I miss you. I just want to stay here with you. I'm like, boy, you're with me 24/7.
Boss hit me with a I miss you a week ago. And I was like, Boss, what's going on? And this is after we get back from Hawaii and everything. And he was fine. And he said, Mom, I just miss you so much during the day.
Yeah.
And I was like, oh, I miss you too. And then I asked him if he wanted to do something with me. And he was like, he looked at me and he was like, he does this thing now where he makes this face where he's like, huh? Like, no.
He's like, girl, I don't miss you that much.
Yeah, no, if he could say that, if he knew those phrases, like, that's what it was. He was like, no, Mom, I just want to chill and watch my iPad now. Like,
yeah,
he was like, I've had a long day. And I was like,
Okay. Sometimes I do think Parker does miss me. I don't realize how much I do work, and when I come home, I'm so depleted.
Yes.
And I can't give, you know, I'm very, like, irritated. So that's where my CBD gummies come in, or my ashwagandha water comes in, and I'm like, all right,
come
let's
on.
Do this, Shannon. I gotta be, I have to give come you energy.
On. A little pick-me-up.
A little pick-me-up, because I do find myself getting so, like, short.
Yeah.
I'm like, okay.
Yeah, it's those moments when we're running on fumes where we're like,
yeah,
I really want to do this with you. Lately, I've had to have these conversations where I'm like, look, boss, I really want to sit here and I would like to do this with you. And then I'll tell him, like, this is what I had to do today. So I'll be like, right. Mom, I'm honestly really tired, but I will push through this moment.
With you.
With you. But I need you to be on my team and be patient and work with me.
Yeah.
And there's times, and I also tell him, like, there's times where mommy might be wrong too. So if I'm wrong, yes, or if I do something out of order, not how you like it, you don't have to, my son is very emo. Boz is extremely emotional, and he gets, like, sad boy emo. Like, I can't wait till, if he's, like, in the 7th and 8th grade, like, still emo, I'm about to say, kid, it's, what year will it be? 2000 something? He does an emo walk where he'll literally, like, shrug up his shoulders, head down, and he just, his arms look like they're just dragging, and he just walks away. And he'll just keep walking and walking. Like, when we were in Hawaii, he did it one time, and it was, like, the longest corridor ever. I was like, where are we going? Like, and he got mad because I didn't know the rules to this one game. And he was like, how do you play this game? And I was like, I don't know, but we can make some up. He said, that's not fair. Like, emo walked away.
I love when he does emo walk. It's so funny.
No, he does his emo walk, or if we're at the house and I do something he doesn't like, he'll run away. He'll run up the stairs and go close himself in the closet or the bathroom. And then he won't let me in, and he'll be like, I'm thinking.
He did that the other day here, and Zach had to go to the bathroom. Zach was like, Boz has locked himself in the bathroom. What do I do? I'm like, go to the other one.
The other bathroom. It was also scary, too, because he figured out how to lock and unlock the doors.
That is scary.
And there was one night where the first time he locked himself in the bathroom, I was like, Boz. And he was like, the bathroom's keeping me.
Oh, Bozzy.
I was like, look at the little thing. Just turn it.
When he finally
turned it, he came out, like, he had clothes on when he went inside. But by the time he came out,
was he naked?
He was just in his undies and
poor
his
baby.
Socks.
He probably got anxious. He's like, what the fuck?
Get me out of here.
Damn.
Aww. I was like, I'm sorry, buddy. But he was like, I'm so sorry. Like, he started crying, and he was like, I'm so sorry. Like, to the point where I really had to, like, I was like, bro, like, it's okay.
Aww.
But yeah, very emo. Little Sagittarius son. Oh my gosh.
I feel like we didn't do WTFs or anything last week.
We didn't.
Oh, we did not.
Let's do them this week. Do you guys have a WTF or advice?
My WTF is like a WTF, but it's like a good thing too.
Okay.
Zaire is full on crawling. Like,
oh yeah, I saw that the other day, and I definitely said, what the fuck is going on?
Right.
He's not sitting up yet all the way. Like,
and he's lifting up his feet.
Yeah,
or like he's lifting
he
up.
He does like a bear crawl.
He does. My son planks.
I'm like,
he does plank walks.
I'm like, Zaire, stop it.
Yeah, it makes me uncomfortable.
He's very strong, and now he is pulling himself up, and he's standing up on things. He figured out that he can reach one arm up, hold on,
aww,
put the other arm up, and he literally pulls himself up. Like, his toes are so strong.
Not his toes.
It's his toes. So yeah, that's like I'm super happy with his development and how he's developing, like his little milestones. He's gaining weight, like he's eating well, he does his little baby babble, like he communicates. But it's this kid wants to walk already. Mm-hmm. I really feel like he will be walking early. He's like the youngest, and he's like, I see everybody else, I'm coming,
I'm on the way.
Yeah, he's very, very spicy, I would say, determined, which I love. That's my WTF. I got two moving children.
Yeah, that's scary.
Yes.
I guess I'm trying to think if I have a WTF from this week. Not really. I think my advice would just to be that, just to be nice to people. Yeah. Mm-hmm. I feel like you never know what someone is going through or facing or dealing with, and you never know what is going to trigger them or like set them over the edge or push them back. So I just think you guys just have to remember to be kind. And if you see someone being unkind, to step in and to say something, because that also plays a role. Like if mm-hmm. when people defend me and I don't even have to say anything, I'm like, okay, that made me feel better. But it's when I read stuff and I'm like, wow, like people are really mean. Mm-hmm. And you don't even know me and you have no idea what I'm going through. Right. And you're really mean. So I think my advice would just to just remember to be nice to people and to do things to be nice to people. Mm-hmm. You just never know like how it's going to affect someone. The other day I was getting my hair done and I stopped at Starbucks before. And when I got to the payout thing, I was in a drive through. The lady was like, oh, somebody already paid for your coffee.
Aww.
And I like had to pull over because I was crying. And I'm like, why'd they do that? And
I'm so mad at Zach right
and
now.
And the barista. Is that what they call them?
Barista.
Yeah. She was like, sometimes people just like pay for the whole line and it just makes everybody's day. And I was like, I couldn't even get myself together to pay for the person behind me. Like, I was too emotional. I'm like, oh, thank you. And like driving off. And then I'm like, fuck, I should have paid for the person behind me.
That's
so
real. Those small gestures.
It was so small. Yeah. And I was having such a bad day and it just made me feel so much better. So next time I go to Starbucks, I'm going to pay for the person that's behind me.
I love that.
I wish I would have did it that day, but I couldn't get myself together.
Aww.
Okay. It's not too late.
I think my advice would be, it's kind of advice to myself too. I think be kind to yourself. Kind of something similar what Cheyenne's saying. I feel like I've been going through a lot, like just personally and like trying to overcome stuff. So I just have to realize that you just need to be kind to yourself and say nice words and reassure yourself that you're strong and remind yourself who you are. Sometimes you forget when you get hurt or go through trial and error or just things in life and you kind of forget and lose yourself a little bit. And so just pick yourself back up and remind yourself what God has blessed you with and what you have in front of you. So I think just be kind and say nice words to yourself and just look around what you have already and the friends you have around you. Yeah. So.
I like that.
To echo off of y'all, it's like, it's okay to be happy for other people. Mm-hmm. It's okay to celebrate someone else's happiness. Mm-hmm. And it's okay to choose to be happy within yourself. I think that would be my one thing for like all the haters on Instagram. Like,
yeah,
if you see someone as happy,
let them be happy.
Let them be happy. You don't need to, you may feel a certain way, but you don't have to necessarily interject your negative comment.
Or don't put your hurt or your
frustration or.
Yeah, I agree.
Yeah, you don't have to do that. It's not necessary. Like, you're free to have your opinion, but just know what my dad says. If you ain't got nothing nice to say, don't say nothing at all.
I like that.
You know? Because trust me, there are times where I may have 5 minutes and I want to go clap back too. But it's like you're taking me to an ugly place that mm-hmm. is not, yeah. you know, where I choose to dwell. So it's like,
let's, be nice, let's y'all. Be nice to yourself. Yeah. Be nice to people around you.
That's all right, guys. Let's elevate together. Let's say thank y'all for tuning in.
Yeah, and we'll be back next week, but I hope you guys all have a very good week. I hope that you had a good Mother's Day or however you spent that day. I hope it went well for you guys, and we are just sending love and prayers to all of you guys.
Always
don't forget to follow us at the Think Loud Crew on Instagram. We are going to do 100% better with posting on our Instagram and being more active on there. I feel like I said that last week, but yeah, we're going to do better.
And let us know what you guys want to see on our post or what kind of questions or activities you want to see us do. We're very open and love you guys.
Yeah. And again, we appreciate you all. So don't forget to comment, like, subscribe.
Yes. Review. They help so much. Recommend. Thank you guys.
Yeah, it does. Thanks, guys.
Thank you. My name is R. Kyle Lynn. You can find me at R. Kyle Lynn.
I'm Cheyenne. You can follow me at Shy Not Shy.
And I'm Danny. You can follow me at Hair by Shannon C.
Goodbye.
The Angie's List you know and trust is now Angie, and we're so much more than just a list. We still connect you with top local pros and show you ratings and reviews, but now we also let you compare upfront prices on hundreds of projects and book a service instantly. We can even handle the rest of your project from start to finish. So remember, Angie's List is now Angie, and we're here to get your job done right. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I, or download the app today. Angie's List is now Angie, and we've heard a lot of theories about why.
I thought it was an eco move. Fewer words, less paper.
No, it was so you could say it faster.
No, it's to be more iconic.
Must be a tech thing.
But those aren't quite right. It's because now you can compare upfront prices, book a service instantly, and even get your project handled from start to finish.
Sounds easy.
It is, and it makes us so much more than just a list. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I. Or download the app today.